is VOA News Viewer Note. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. recorded a million new coronavirus infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and its death toll has now topped 261,000, more than in any other country. This is according to Johns Hopkins University, which tracks the virus worldwide. But millions of Americans are traveling to their Thanksgiving holiday celebrations today, which is Thursday, despite the surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations. Travelers' dismissal of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings is fueling concern of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to remain at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebrations small. Meantime, U.S. President-elect Joe Biden said America is not going to lose the war against the coronavirus. Biden said the first vaccines against the virus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. This year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City will take place, but without the crowds of people lining the parade route because of the coronavirus pandemic. Spectators of the annual event will have to view the parade on television. Macy's also plans to restrict the parade to its storefront on 34th Street in New York City, cutting out its signature 4-kilometer route. Also this year, high school and college marching bands will be absent. Program lineups involving musical performances, balloons, floats, and an appearance by Santa Claus, though, will not change.